You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. New health numbers are out today. It's an annual roundup called the County Health Rankings. As part of our ongoing coverage of the rollout of the Affordable Care Act, we've embedded reporters Amanda Aronchik and Kai Wright in the Bronx and Newark, respectively, and the numbers are not looking good for either place. The Bronx ranked last this year, and Essex County, which includes Newark, placed second to last. Welcome to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So what exactly is being measured here?
Well, what's interesting is that this is not about how many people have heart disease or diabetes. It's the factors that contribute to poor health or to bad outcomes. So this is things like the quality of your home or whether you have to take a long commute or even if you exercise or not. So all of these factors are tallied up and they added up to two different numbers, how long you live and the quality of your life. And in both cases, the Bronx has ranked last in New York State, and it has been that way for the past 5 years since they've been keeping track.
Yeah, it's really about a whole ecosystem of wellness, which it should be said is also an argument for what should and shouldn't matter to our healthcare system. And the study includes some controversial measures. Take, for instance, one of the measurements that's really notable for Essex County, which is violent crime. It's far ahead of both the state and national benchmarks. But just last week, the White House began backing off its nominee for Surgeon General because the NRA opposed his statement that gun violence is a health issue. So the study raises questions about what are we counting? What are we not counting? It includes things like social and emotional support for adults, the number of fast food restaurants in your county.
Why are these communities doing so poorly compared to their neighbors?
Well, in the Bronx, it's not about long commutes and it's not about driving while drunk. People in the Bronx are subway commuters. And it isn't, in this case, even really about health insurance. The problem really for the Bronx is socioeconomic. And 44% of children are living in poverty in the Bronx. And that number has gone up since the start of the recession. So really, in the Bronx, poor health is tied very tightly to poverty.
Yeah, and that tie is pretty clear in Essex County as well. And there's plenty of research to show that it's true nationally. And one of the things I think that's interesting about poverty everywhere right now is that we're seeing this increasingly concentrated, dense, acute nature of it. In places where you have pockets of poverty, people are more poor than ever before. And so the question is, if poverty is related to healthcare, is that also true in terms of how acute the health crises are becoming? I'd like to see these numbers just for Newark.
Amanda, you've been reporting on health and healthcare in the Bronx for the past few months. Did anything come as a surprise in these numbers?
I would say the thing that was the most surprising was that there's been a decrease in air pollution. And I was talking to a woman who, her profession is to train home health aides. And one of the things she does is check in about their health. And so she asked a room full of 40 women, is there a negative impact from asthma in your life or in your family's? And everyone in the room raised their hand. So asthma is endemic to the Bronx, and I was surprised to hear that there's been a decrease in air pollution, and that's very positive. And then I think the only question is the same sort of thing that Kai was saying, which is that we're looking at the entire county, so that's from Riverdale to the South Bronx, and whether everybody is sort of feeling that improvement across the county is a question.
So Kai, the big question then is, will the Affordable Care Act change the health of places like Newark and the Bronx?
Well, the study raises two sets of questions for me, certainly in Newark. One is, if these indicators are right, then there's more to health than just having an insurance card. And so the question is, what portion of the bad outcomes can be solved with an insurance card? And what portion of the bad outcomes are going to demand broader changes to our healthcare system? And then it also raises a question about how many of the people reflected in the numbers are going to be in the system. In New Jersey, we're seeing great success with people getting enrolled in Medicaid, but getting the working poor who are reflected in these numbers into the exchange has been quite challenging. And if they're not in the system in the first place, then we can't expect to see a change in their outcomes.
Reporters Kai Wright and Amanda Aronchik covering Newark and the Bronx, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to WNYC.